The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
So, when we look throughout Scripture, you see signs and wonders. You see the miracles and the needs of people. And to be honest, we're all wired for this. And what is that? The kingdom. The presence of our Creator, the one who loves us. And the one who comes to begin to introduce us to what we're made for. And that is a representation of our inheritance because of who Christ is, now you're His. And the great high city is your city to walk in. And the kingdom of heaven is longing to touch earth. And it touched down on each one of you guys who are sharing today. And you got a taste of it. Whether it be watching someone else or being a direct hit from the Lord. The fact is that in moments like this, we see the authenticity of who He is.
What does a touch of God feel like? I think many of us have asked ourselves that question if it hasn't happened directly to us. Well, today on Sought Out Global Radio, we meet three teenage boys who each had a direct encounter with the one and only living God at a Sought Out Global home encounter. What was it like? What has happened to them since? Find out, because that's next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined once again with Sought Out Ministry leader, Herb Marks. And joining us in the studio, we have four special guests today who are going to tell us about a special experience that they had at a Sought Out home encounter. And this is really great. We talk about home encounters all the time, and we talk about what goes on there, but it's never the same as a personal testimony, is it?
No, and it's always, well, first of all, it's just a fun evening. It's incredible what God does, and He comes, and He never does two things the same way. And so we did 20 home encounters this last year, and then four larger gatherings, and not one of them were the same. So we're really delighted to have our guests with us today, because their stories are also very unique in their own way.
So why don't we start first with Alden. Alden is the father of one of the three teenage boys who are joining us today on Sought Out Global Radio. Alden, why don't you just introduce yourself very quickly and share a little bit about your own experience.
Yeah, so I grew up in Everett and knew Herb as my youth pastor back in the 80s, so I know. And Sought Out was a special camp that the kids got to go to, and God touched me in a real way. So when I heard that Herb and Bethany had relaunched Sought Out, I found out that there was a home encounter in Edmonds, and collected my son and his friends, whoever was around at the time, and said, guys, we need to go to this. If it's anything like I remember Sought Out to be, it will touch your life in ways that you can't imagine. So just trust me on this and come join me.
Ethan.
So I'm Ethan Hopkins, 17, and as my father was saying, like, before, I've grown up to be a Christian with him as my father, and I mean, I kind of already knew that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit were all, like, together, and they're all impacting my life, but I really didn't understand the true meaning of that until the first encounter that I went to, which was about a year ago, and I don't know, it changed my life in a way so much, like, it had such great impact that I kind of transformed into a new Christian, and I kind of finally understood what...
Matt.
I'm Matt. I'm 16, live in Edmonds, Washington. The home encounters, they're just really crazy. Before, I grew up as a missionary kid all over Central Asia. It was just kind of like my life. It was a thing. I didn't know anything different. So I was just a Christian, you know. That's what I do. But when Alden told us to go to Sought Out, I was kind of just not really into it, not up for it. But then somehow I made my way there. I hopped in Ethan's car and we went. And Oh, it was crazy. It's just crazy.
Matt, describe crazy.
It's really hard to explain the experience that happens with the Holy Spirit just filling you, and the fire that I felt, like, so real. God was just there, touching all of our lives, filling the room with everybody in it, and it was just unreal experience. So
great.
Yep.
All right, so and then we have Grant Whitcutt.
Yep. Hello. I didn't have a really strong spiritual connection with God, I guess, before Sought Out. I was a churchgoer. It didn't really mean anything to me though before I went. I didn't really have a firsthand experience like my other buddies have. But I kind of just walked out of there, and it was so. I think what Matt was saying, he said crazy. He said use the word crazy. I would say moving, and it really did change my life. Just the way I looked at things spiritually. So I'm very glad that I went, and maybe hope to go again.
So later. We have Ethan at 17, Grant and Matt are 16, and Alden, we'll just assume that you're a little bit older than both of those ages. Herb, why is it significant to bring three teenage boys here today to talk about their experience at a home encounter?
It is so important for us to recognize young men as they're maturing and coming into their own personal relationship with the Lord, and especially when the Lord decides and chooses to begin to touch down. Because these are the young men and the young women. I remember that evening that that these guys were talking about, and I remember an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, an 18-year-old young lady came under a heavy weightiness of the presence of God, to where she wasn't able to stay. It's crazy, but she was on the sofa in the living room of this large house in Edmonds, and the place was packed. I mean, it was just wall-to-wall people going down the halls, up the stairs. And this little gal wasn't able to stay on the sofa somehow. I mean, I turned around, she was on the floor. And she was just looking at the ceiling, worshiping. But she couldn't walk very well. And as we look in Scripture, it's, you know, the new wine is better, I guess we can say,
yeah.
of the Spirit. But her friend, who was 16, also... Both these girls who were impacted on the sofa. So when I'm thinking about this evening, these three guys are representing a move of the Spirit that night that came on this generation. And in all of the home encounters we've done, I'm often watching for this generation, because these young men will carry into the future where I will leave off in my generation. These guys are just warming up and taking off. And so it's very important to me. It's important to me also, this is really key, that we have an environment that allows the Holy Spirit to do what He desires to do, but the leadership is strong and discerning the whole time. And I want them to be in the experience when it's authentic and true. And that's our heart desire and Sought Out, is that young men like these guys get a taste of the genuine, because then they'll know the counterfeit when they run into it, because they were impacted, they're introduced to, and they walked in because of strong leadership, the authentic.
Ethan, tell me a little bit about what got you to that particular meeting.
Well, I gotta say, most of it was my dad. I mean, like, so I never really knew about the Sought Out thing or actually anything on church related on a Saturday night. So I mean, so going to one of these encounters was like a little bit abnormal, I guess. Like, but I gotta say it was great. Like, I never really been to anything like this before. And so I mean, my dad's like, you know, it's gonna be life changing, and it was hard to believe, but when you hear something like that, you just can't deny it, you just gotta go for it. So I was just down to go, and then I invited Matt and Grant, and it was just a great experience.
Alden, what would you add to that?
I think of Daniel and how, as a young man, he set his face in prayer on a regular basis for the Israelites to be freed, and how much opposition that he faced. And I see these young men, like Daniel, setting their face to the things that God would have for them and places that he wants to take them, and how they are beginning to hear his voice clearly and see what that is that he would have for them. And the sought out home encounter just really helps, I think, helped them kind of connect with God in a very tangible, real way, where they recognize him and can take that home with them.
Matt, tell me a little bit about your upbringing. Why was God important in your life?
Growing up, my parents, like, they had a calling to be missionaries in other parts of the world. And so me being there was a lot of like different culture, meeting new people, but this is like, I have to say, more than that, like the experience that I had that sought out was just insane. I don't know how to say it.
Did you go on your own accord?
Yeah.
I mean, did somebody drag you along, or did you go?
Well,
on
I didn't.
Your own?
I was like, I didn't really. I was hanging out with some friends. I didn't really want to go, but.
So you weren't looking for anything?
I wasn't. Not at all. I was really just doing my own thing, and didn't actually like feel the need to go. But after going, I'm so glad I went. And what God spoke to me about, or through me, and changed lives of other people seeing me, and changed my life because of that experience.
Something happened to you that night, and As we were in a place of worship, I was noticing you were beginning to... It was really fun because the presence of the Lord began to come down on you, and you began to get a little bit warm, for one thing.
Yeah, I was like, started sweating, hyperventilating.
Well, you know, for audience, when they hear sweating and hyperventilating, they're going to go, "What'd you do to this kid?"
It's not usually associated with the average church experience, as an example, right?
So I guess like the Holy Spirit really came down upon me, and God was really showing me that He is right there with me, and He was
making an impression on you.
Yes, very much, and He, like, almost wrapped me up and was right there face to face with me, showing me that there's like nothing fake about any of this.
He was real for you.
Yeah, he was very
for
real.
The first time.
Yes.
Herb, why is this biblical? Why is this, it's supposed to be the norm when we look at Acts chapter 2? And
yeah, Mark, I appreciate that question. Hebrews 13:8 is that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
So what he was doing back then, he is wanting to do now, and he will continue to do, even when he brings this age to an end. And so it hasn't changed at all. So when we look throughout Scripture, you see signs and wonders. You see the miracles and the needs of people. And to be honest, we're all wired for this. And what is that? The kingdom, the presence of our Creator, the one who loves us, and the one who comes to begin to introduce us to what we're made for. And that is a representation of our inheritance, because every one of you guys, because of who Christ is, now you're His. And the great high city is your city to walk in. And the kingdom of heaven is longing to touch earth, and it touched down on each one of you guys who are sharing today. And you got a taste of it, whether it be watching someone else or being a direct hit from the Lord. The fact is that in moments like this, we see the authenticity of who He is. So when it's being shared about with what happened to Matt was that the fire of God touched him. You can go all throughout Scripture and see what fire represents. And that's what happened to him. And we watched. We left him alone. We knew the Lord was upon him. We were careful not to interrupt it. And I just brought explanation as it continued to move with Matt. There were other young people and adults. And there was a lady, an older woman, that was the Holy Spirit very much, as Matt would say, wrapped up that evening. But this is happening, you know, all the way from Enumclaw up to Burlington. And in the different homes, it's just amazing the things that God is doing in the fact of loving people into a relationship with Him by experience, not just head knowledge only.
Grant, tell a little bit about your situation.
I had grown up with going to church every Sunday. It didn't really mean anything to me. I'd go to church, but it wasn't. I didn't really have a strong connection with God. Over habit, I would pray every night. And then in junior high, I had gone through some unfortunate events in my family. My dad had lost his job. My parents had actually got divorced. And so I had questions about God. I had questions that weren't answered. And I started hanging out with these fine guys. And Ethan's family actually influenced me to start going to church and creating that relationship with God. And but I still had questions that were unanswered. I still had thoughts about it. And so we came to this gathering, and I didn't have a particular I didn't have something that actually occurred to me. Like, I didn't get warm or I didn't see anything, but it was so moving. I felt like I actually had I was in the presence of God. I actually had a connection with Him, and that's the main thing that I had gotten from that night.
Well, that's key. Yeah. I love that. So you came away the evening, and we want to stress. We're not looking for an experience. That's not why we go. We go to meet with Him, but in meeting with Him, there's all kinds of different ways that just by being with Him, that He can impact a heart. And here we have a young man, here we got two buddies, one's on fire that night, and, really having a dramatic experience. And then his buddy sat next to him or close to him says, well, I didn't have that, but when I left, something had shifted.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, something had changed in me. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of just how good He is, how good our Lord is. And how excited He is to share Himself with those who want to be with Him.
So really quickly, Grant, what else happened to you that night?
I had experienced speaking in tongues, which I could try to explain to you, but to be honest, I still don't really know what it means.
Had you done it before?
I had not done it before.
And did you work at it, or did it just come out of you spontaneously?
Spontaneously. Night was pretty much over, and I had walked up to Herb, and it had literally just come out of my mouth.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It's cool. It's really cool.
Matt, let's turn to you really quickly. What did you come away with that made you feel different?
It was just such a real experience. And when I walked away with it, Holy Spirit was just upon me. I was just on fire for God. I was just had the most amount of joy I've ever had in my life. Just crazy. It was just so amazing.
Ethan, how about you?
Well, coming to this, I felt kind of weak and kind of almost normal compared to other people, and being a Christian, you're supposed to kind of be out there and different and just be powerful by yourself. And after this meeting, I just felt so powerful that I could pretty much do anything. And it wasn't really necessarily for me, but it was just the power that I can spread to others, I guess, because I wasn't very confident in myself. I knew what I believed and I was obedient and did what I was told. But it kind of made me more independent and new. So I kind of knew what I could do to others besides just myself.
Alden, how would you summarize just this whole time that they had that night? What did you see from a third party perspective? What did you witness, and how are these three young men different?
I stood in the back of the room and was just worshiping God and enjoying his presence in the meeting. And, you know, one of the things that Herb has shared that was so true is in the Gospels, when the disciples saw Jesus praying to his Father and said, "Lord, teach us how to pray. What should we say? What is it about? What are we supposed to do? And how should we approach God?" And Jesus, we call it now the Lord's Prayer, but he says, you know, pray to your Heavenly Father because he is holy. And it's about his kingdom and his will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And it just rang so true, because his will really just needs that fertile soil, just really needs receptive hearts to say, "God, I'm open to what you want to do, because I realize I'm created for you. I'm created for a purpose." And so when we experience his touch, we experienced, I think, you know, these young men just really sensing what God's will is for them. And the other part of the scripture that comes to me is that we are the body of Christ. And just as our own bodies have many members, our hands, our feet, our hair, you know, different parts of us. So we each have unique talents and gifts that God wants to use to flourish his kingdom and his word to the hearts of others around them. So I see them really being lit up like beacons of hope for their generation.
Great. So Herb, just in the remaining moments that we have here, there's got to be people out there that are listening and they're wondering, "Wow, okay, I've heard you guys talk about these experiences, and now you've brought in some people who have actually had them. Why haven't I experienced that? How do I have an experience like that where God feels real for me?"
It all begins by asking, but also laying down anything that you think in your mind ought to happen. Because if he doesn't do it your way, a lot of times people will say, "Oh, it didn't work for me." It really comes down to, does your heart want him? And are you willing for him to do it his way? In other words, if you really long for him, he'll make sure that you will have him. And I just have watched this over the many years. But I got to say to you this one thought too: go where he is working.
Hmm.
That's really important also. And so I encourage you at a church near you where people are loving the Lord and wanting his presence, believing him for all that he says he has in Scripture, the healing. "These signs shall follow them that believe," in other words. And because he is here, because he's same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's in that environment where I know people being touched. I think I mentioned to the guys earlier today, as we were prepping for our time together, not only healings, but people being freed, people coming into joy, people's destinies being retuned and recalibrated, all under the anointing.
So it was so good to have you all four here to join us and to share your own experiences with Sought Out Global Ministries. So both for Ethan and Alden Hopkins, as well as Matt Rutz and Grant Whitcutt, thank you all four for joining us on here. It's just been great to hear your story.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Boys, it's really been great to have you. And Dad, way to go, buddy. Yeah.
Thank you. There is nothing better for raising the faith of the body of Christ than for us to hear authentic testimonies of encounters with God. And what an amazing thing that has happened to these three young men who all had just begun getting more serious about growing in their walks with God, proving James 4:8 true once again, that if you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And just once more, our thanks to Alden and Ethan Hopkins, Matt Rutz, and Grant Whitcutt for joining us here on Sought Out Global Radio. Looking at our calendar, we have a few upcoming events that might be of interest to you. Coming up on Sunday, February 8th in Snohomish, we'll be hosting our next Home Encounter meeting. On February 22nd in Everett, at the Xfinity Arena downtown Everett, we'll be hosting our regional encounter gathering. That's a much larger venue, so please feel free to bring your friends with you as well. And on March 7th, if you're up on the north end and you can join us in Burlington, we'll be hosting a home encounter in March in that area. All three meetings begin at 5 p.m. For more details on these events and other Sought Out Global Ministry news, be sure to go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com for more information. To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Sought Out Global Radio also accepts online donations. Just go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com. Remember, Sought Out Global is active on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates on happenings with the ministry or our meetings as they happen. To find out, just go to either Facebook or Twitter and search for Sought Out Global. That's all the time we have for today. For Her Marks, I'm Mark Grote. Join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.